The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II, who inherited the British throne in 1952, was lowered into its final resting place today. Before that, a state funeral, the culmination of 10 days of mourning since the Queen's death on September 8th.
Let us give thanks to God for Queen Elizabeth's long life and reign, recalling with gratitude her gifts of wisdom, diligence, and service.
Reverend Ian Greenshields, moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, one of the speakers this morning at a ceremony at Westminster Abbey. Then thousands upon thousands of people lined the streets for a long procession through and out of London. After that, a smaller service filled with royal rituals at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle.
Today, everyday Britons reacted to the Queen's funeral.
It's very calm, it's very moving, and the crown, the Queen's crown, is sitting on the coffin. It's absolutely beautiful, and it just touches your heart.
We know it's real, but when you see a coffin in there, it comes home.
It'll be a long time before we experience anything like this again in our lives, so yeah. It's a moment in our country's history, and it's important to experience it.
In the final public ceremony, King Charles, the royal family, clergy members, and others in attendance concluded in song, "God Save the Queen."